first off, can you tell us a bit about Miles Plumley and what he brings to the team?
Yeah, look, he's 6'11". That's the first thing you notice. He's very, very athletic. He's got a great touch around the rim and is a shot blocker. So it's probably something that we've really needed. And we were lucky he came available at such short notice and jumped on a plane and got here as soon as he could. So, yeah, it's been a busy couple of days and he's going to bring a lot to us.
Do you feel you're closer to a championship now with him as opposed to having Dari on the team?
I suppose the, you get some right pieces and now we've got to fit them together. It doesn't mean you got talent, you're going to win a championship. It's how we play together is going to win a championship. And we've been big on that in the past. And, we probably missed out with losing Angus and Tommy and Greg last year, that physical presence inside. And hopefully Miles takes that void away from us.
Did you tell Dario the news yourself? And how hard was that?
It's not a good part of coaching that I like at all, but I spoke to Dario this morning and told him straight up and shook his hand and wished him all the best and thanked him for what he did. And he always played as hard as he possibly could. There's certainly no mark on him. He did his role and did the best he could, and we just had a great chance to get an NBA vet that just came available on short notice, and we decided to make that move.
When did you become aware that he was available?
Monday. Probably after the Sunday game against Brisbane that we were, really thinking about stuff, and we found out that he was available from China. He just got released from his Chinese team, and we spoke to him Monday morning and he jumped on a plane that afternoon. So it was real quick. He was here, got here yesterday.
He came from China?
Yeah, straight from Shanghai.
So you were on a plane on Monday. That's been a big day.
Really big. Yeah.
So before you got on the plane, you were calling me and you got to do stuff that night?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you got to go through, obviously, and we can't do that without the support of Jack and the board and to make the move. And Jack's backed us the vision that we want and the changes we wanted to do. So, that takes a little bit of time, but it was pretty quickly.
You talk about plenty of the team, obviously, NBA vet, a lot of experience under his belt, but given where we are at this stage of the year, you're confident that you can teach him what the Wildcats brand and get him blending in quickly enough?
Yeah, look, he's going to be behind the eight ball. Obviously, he doesn't know his new teammate's name. Probably doesn't know my name. So it's going to be fast-tracked. And we had a light run around this morning just to clear some cobwebs. And he's going to take a little bit to be in full gallop. But we'll play minimum minutes this week and then we'll just build that gradually, and we've got a good stint at home that we can get some good training underneath his belt.
What does he bring that Dario doesn't?
Look, he can play above the rim. He's a shot blocker, play above the rim and give us a really good post target. So it's exciting stuff, and when you've got some athletic ability out there that can do that, the guys, all of a sudden throwing alley-oop passes.
With the reality that you're going to come up against Bogan and Long, one of the two probably in the finals, and they're a lot taller than Dario, so you needed the height to match the opposition that you were going to come up against to win the title?
Yeah, well, look, we've had a pretty good record against Sydney and Melbourne without that, so it was more so of our defence. I thought we needed to be a little bit more intimidating, have someone that can block shots and create points from the defensive end, so that was more of my concern than who we were going to match up with later on. That's out of my hands.
He has to play all games to qualify for the finals. So the risk versus reward thing must be massive in your head. What if he lands the wrong way in one game and misses the game? So how do you come to terms with that in your own head at this point of the season?
Yeah, well, we just got to play that as it is. You don't ever sign someone think they're going to get injured. So we know professional sports, sometimes that happens. But, look, he has to play every game. If he came available next week, it wouldn't have been too late for us. So the timing for us was spot on. So we made the move, and he'll certainly suit up for the seven games. Even if he gets injured, he'll suit up, and hopefully we'll get him good for the finals.
So do you believe in fate? You got Bryce Cotton just happened to become available at the right time?
Yeah.
This bloke's just happened to become available at the right time?
Yeah, you got to have timing. Without a question, you got to have timing. And we didn't want to, just make a move for anything's sake. We have to get a player that's going to add to us and hopefully put us in the direction to win a championship.
You must have been looking, thinking about it for a bit of time, so the knowledge that it was there. When did it become apparent that you might need to make a change?
Yeah, well, look, you're always looking to improve. So, you know, we're not a great defensive rebounding team. We're a great offensive rebounding, and that's a concern. Something that we haven't been able to fix. And last weekend there was 52 points by Adelaide, 50 points by Brisbane in the paint. And when they score on that much points in the paint, you've got some issues. So we thought this would be a good move for us.
With just one training session under his belt, is Friday night's game just a box-ticking exercise for him?
Oh, yeah, look, to get a couple of minutes out of him, you know. So I'm not expecting anything. I just want him to go out there and have fun and enjoy playing with some guys that are unselfish on the floor and passing the ball and have each other's back. And if he does that, he'll fit pretty much well into our culture.
Was Perth a hard sell for Miles?
No, not at all. It was really good. So as soon as he agreed, he said, okay, I'm on the next plane. So it was good. Coming from China, you can see the blue sky here. And in China, you don't see the sky that often.
Has he been to Australia before? Has he got any gear at all?
Yeah, he's got a... Well, a personal, well, I won't go into that, but he's got, he knows a lot of Australians. He played with Delhi. Delhi sent him a text today, so he's pretty happy about that. And, you know, he's very much aware of the Australian culture.
Don't you mean Catherine, his girlfriend?
I don't know. I haven't gone in. Yeah, Australian, that's not me to get into his personal life.
No,
I haven't even asked him about it.
I was just checking if that's what you meant, when you said personal connections.
Yeah. Trev, was there a falling out with Dario, between you and Dario, perhaps over his role here at the team, which had diminished?
Yeah, no falling out whatsoever. Dario was the ultimate professional. We had some times that we talked together, it wasn't really clear what he needed, and I probably handled it a little bit shorter than I should have, but he was the ultimate professional. Played this last weekend, the last two games, he was probably one of our best players in the losing game, so he was, you know, that's a credit to his profession.
But I'll see that tomorrow, we won't see you. Oh, sorry, Friday, because we won't see you tomorrow now.
Right, well, I'll be there at 7:30, you want to get up there early, yeah.
What's it going to take to get back on the winning list?
Yeah, we've got to be a lot more aggressive than we did the last couple of games. We were very passive, came out flat, you know, and I don't know if that was... we haven't got Damo out there playing that really is the instigator and inspirational out there, but we've got to be a lot more aggressive and a lot more urgency on the floor. You know, we only got one game a week, so there's no use, no excuse that we don't come out with that high intensity.
Is it a team effort that needs to lead the Damian Martin sort of role, or do you challenge someone and say, can you step up for us?
Oh, no one's going to replace Damo. It's collective effort, you know. If you give that collective effort and we step off the court and we lose, well, so be it. But I thought we were outworked against Brisbane last week, which is a disappointment. We've got to fix that up.
What do you made of Illawarra despite massive injury problems that
they've had? Yeah, totally different team than we played in October, so... you know, no ball. They're playing with Sunday, we're quite familiar with, and Greeter and Blanchfield had a great game the other game before. So they're playing young and they're free and they're getting out and having a real crack at it. So, Flinney's doing a great job coaching there.
When you play a team that can't play finals and they're playing for the pride, really, what does that do to do you sense that sort of team plays a bit more freedom and just fun?
Oh, we don't really worry about what the other teams do. We just got to worry about ourselves. You know, when other teams are going to win, they play against each other. So we're more so worried about ourselves and make sure we're playing at a high level and holding each other accountable on the court. And, you know, we walk off the court, win or lose, if we give that effort.
So the latest on Damo's injury?
Yeah, still in a boot. So, you know, it'll be after 2 weeks we reevaluate it, see if he's good, the swelling's gone down, and if that's the go, we'll get him back on court and work him up. If not, he'll stay another week in the boot. So, look, we're not expecting him back until the end of January.
And by the way, with Miles, is it purely here till the end of the season, or is there a chance for further beyond?
Well, we'll try to keep him here as much as we can, but, yeah, it's just he's just signed to the end of the contract this year. And look, I would assume that he would try and get back to the NBA, but if not, we certainly love to have him here.
Story behind who told you he was available? Is it one of those background where someone you know knows someone who rings you or something like that, or is it just everyone knew?
No, look, he we're always on who's available, who gets cut, and Corey Webster went over there and he was playing with Brian Gorgian's team, so I got in touch with Gorge and found out what's he like, and he gave him the double thumbs up, so if Gorgian gives the thumbs up, that's pretty good for me.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.